Man, I have seen some shit. Brother, I ain't never seen no shit like this.
Word.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Kill James Bond. I am Alex Caldwell-Kelly. I'm joined, as always, by my friends Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're all back, all three of us, finally.
That's right.
It's us again.
That's right. The sort of the fallow years of doing it with only sort of like two of the triad have ended. But first up, we got to do a statement. A statement which I'm going to deliver entirely off the cuff, which is always a good sign. That's how you want to do your big statement.
Things are happening in the world at the moment. The world of
most notably,
cinema.
Yeah, the world of cinema, located, as we know, in Hollywood, California. Now, in Hollywood, California, the movies that we know and love are made by people. They're made by labor. It's a commodity. It involves labor. And the labor that makes those movies, in this case, the writers and the actors, are currently on strike against the AMPTP, the like conglomeration of Hollywood studios and movie producers.
Mm-hmm.
And under that strike, anything made under those rules, under those contracts which they're striking against, which is basically any Hollywood movie since about 1930, that is like struck work. You can't do anything with it if you are a member of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, if you're a member of the Writers Guild of America, or if you want to be in future.
Yes, you can't promote it. And also this applies to anybody who might want to become a member in future, which, listeners, includes your humble servant, Abby Thorne.
Mm.
That's right. So obviously, upon figuring this out several months late, what we did was we sought some guidance from SAG-AFTRA and from Equity, which is the union that Abby's in, which mm-hmm. is not on strike because it's illegal for them to be.
Yes.
Without doing a strike ballot. And the conclusion we got is essentially, we're fine, but we don't feel great about covering stuff that no other podcast could be doing. Because, you know, we're not Americans, you know, we're also not promoting stuff.
Our podcast comes under film criticism, which is exempt.
Yeah,
something that will become very apparent during the course of this episode in particular is that we aren't promoting these movies.
No, I will
no
say this to you now.
Saying if a movie is bad.
Do not go and watch Rambo off of this. But yeah, so I think mostly where we come down on it is, it doesn't feel good to be to be doing Hollywood movies, and we want to do some sort of like measure of solidarity with the people who make the movies, which are, you know, that we talk about. So what we're doing, the plan, tentatively as it is, subject to any further guidance coming out, is we're going to finish up Rambo, the franchise, we're going to do a couple more bonus episodes, and then we're going to pivot. We're going to pivot into the season of solidarity. And until the strike is over, until further notice, we're going to try and do as many non-Hollywood, which is at least non-US made, movies as we can.
That's right. Talking foreign film, independent, British films, things like this.
New Zealand
regret
films,
to announce.
I've got a few up my sleeve. We can go partially, though not entirely, Japanese.
Long-time listeners will note all of the movies that I tend to like. They're all fine. I can bring the fucking Hong Kong kung fu shit.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
We're all playing to our strengths in different ways. You can bring the Hong Kong kung fu shit. Abby can make us all watch anime, and I can do the introductory studies in French film course that I've always wanted to teach.
Dev could also make us watch anime.
So this is our big solidarity gesture that is honestly not that difficult for us. We're going to be doing that going forward. We're going to like try our best. It's quite difficult to work out what is and isn't struck work, which is why every podcast that like actually has to observe this, like, but you know, really has to, is struggling. We're in the fortunate position of just doing it because we feel like it. And so we're going to do that. And then we're also going to look at like some ways of materially supporting the strike. We're going to try and put some like links in the description that you can donate to strike funds. And yeah, we're going to look into what we can do on our end. But in the meantime, it is like a crucial moment in the business of making films. And if you want making films to continue to be a viable endeavor, then, you know, these are the people who are doing it and they need your support.
Yes. And listeners, if we have, if our, if our-